Well, hello and welcome back to the next episode of Dedunking. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather and my voice is a little bit itchy, so sorry about that, but I still had to make this video because, wow. I go to bed the night before last and my comment section's a ghost town. I've got basically no subscribers, and now I've got more votes on my poll than I had likes on all of my videos combined 48 hours ago. So thank you to all of you. More than that, I had a great time last night, stayed up way later than I should have, having a great discussion, commenting, arguing with a lot of you. And we're going to argue, we have a difference of opinion, but it was glorious. It was like intelligent people to the point where I've had to like stay away from it today so I could get some shit done in my life. I mean, excuse me. You guys are great. I love having you here. This is tremendous. And I thank you for that. And I really also want to thank Milo because, I'll be honest, I was a little hard on him in my video and, it's to be punchy and so that it was enjoyable. But the guy, he could have just ignored me. He could have used YouTube's whole content system content ID thing to just slap the crap out of me. He could have sent you guys over here to ratio me into oblivion. But what did he do? He respected the comments that I had. Called my video good, told me in private that I had the knack to be a great content creator and my video was blah blah blah, and just it was great. And then he sends all of you over here with an olive branch in your hands we're ready to debate, which is great, but you're not coming over here to call me some stupid person and walk away. You're engaging. I could gush about this all day. Bottom line is, the integrity that he showed was amazing. And as I said in one of the comments, if every 23-year-old had their head screwed on as straight as he does, the future would be a glorious, beautiful thing. And, I'll just be honest with you. I'm so enamored with the young man that if I was a gay Leonardo DiCaprio, I would be getting on the next plane and headed to the East Coast. Something dawned on me last night when I was having these conversations with you guys in the comment sections. I really haven't declared a position yet. If I was one of those shit weasels that wanted to just troll, I could just constantly shift my spot and say, I don't really agree with Graham there. I don't really agree with him here. I agree with him there. Oh, maybe not. So I'm going to go through now and declare where I agree and where I disagree. Well, basically what I'll do is I'll just say these are the things that fundamentally have convinced me of that hypothesis. Now, I was going to research this and go through it because a lot of these things I haven't looked into for 8 to 10 years, right? I've been a single parent for a while now and don't have a whole lot of time compared to what I used to have. And research takes a lot of time. And I looked a lot of this stuff up before Wikipedia was even very robust. And research was a lot different 10 years ago. So instead of researching all of this, though, I want to have the conversation today. I don't want to spend the next 3 days putting this all together and then... And also, a lot of you guys came here to have this argument, this discussion, and that's fine. That's what I want. That's why I made the channel, so don't get me wrong. Let's do it. I figured what I would do was just go ahead and shoot from the hip, basically. This is what I believe. I mean, I made an outline, so I've got my points, but I haven't looked anything up, and the only looking up I'll do is to post a few screenshots on the screen here so you can see some of what I'm talking about, but... There'll probably be some holes in what I'm talking about here because it's been 8 to 10 years. So I consider it a reward for those of you who really want to tear into me and debunk, or tear into one of us pyramid idiots anyway, and debunk stuff from somebody who's not going to tell you that aliens did it and that you're just some bonehead for believing in mainstream archaeology, because by and large, I believe in mainstream archaeology too. This is about the only area, there's a few areas, but this is pretty much the only one where you're going to see me dovetail away from. And it's also worth mentioning really quick that Graham Hancock sells books to people like me who have been reading his stuff for a long time. And so he keeps shifting his arguments. He's talking about Nan Madal and shit now and freaking Darren Kuyu. Well, he was talking about, Giza in Fingerprint of the Gods, and that's really what took off with this stuff. Giza and a few other places, South America. My point is that because he's trying to sell books to people like me, I'm not going to buy a book about Giza every year, right? You're going to have to change what you're talking about. But the evidence for his hypothesis keeps getting weaker and weaker with each new addition to it. The evidence that he presents is weaker because the good stuff was already mined up before he was even on the scene, to be honest with you. Well, one of the first things that was compelling to me back in the day was the maps of Antarctica. And I know that a lot of these have been debunked over the years. When last I looked into it about 10 years ago, it seems like there was only two of them that really had held up to any sort of scrutiny from my perception, from my perspective. So I'm going to go ahead and put a pin in that because, like, I'm going to end up saying this at the end of every fucking section. I'm going to do a lot of editing in this video, editing myself, saying the same goddamn thing over and over again out. I haven't looked into this for a while, so I'm not 100% on that. But the last I looked, it was very compelling. The next thing that I find very compelling, and to be honest with you, this one, the more I've looked into it, this one's kind of stuck with me a lot because it's really impressive to me. The sky-ground correlation between Giza and Orion, the Nile River, and the constellation Leo. This matches up with their mythology about that section in the sky of the Duat and all this crap, from my understanding. And that's a big part of it, is it's when, like, Hancock calls it a hardware-software kind of thing, where the monuments on the ground is the hardware, the mythology, the religion of the area is the software. And in Encore, you see the same kind of thing. There's the constellation Draco that's very accurately mirrored by a lot of the temples that are on the ground. And the relief of, I forget which one it is. Angkor Thom, I don't remember. One of those ones has this relief of all of these angels and demons, and they're churning the sea of milk, and they're pulling this serpent back and forth. The number of guys on the thing is a processional number. It's like 54 and 54, so it's like a degree and a half divided by two, so 3/4 of a degree of precession. And the thing is that if you look at Draco over thousands of years, it twists back and forth from that perspective. So again, it's the sky-ground correlation where the mythology and the monuments kind of work together to express an idea. There's a lot of myths that have that processional numbers in it. That's something that a lot of people have tried to debunk, but it's kind of hard to get around the fact when it's like the Viking one's really a notorious one because it kind of invites you to count. And so things like that are anomalous, and they're very compelling to me. I'm sorry. Again, I haven't looked into them for a while, so go ahead and maybe you'll find something where I'm wrong. Now, there's one thing that I've mentioned a couple times in my videos, and it definitely needs explained a little bit more. It's obvious, especially from people who aren't indoctrinated into the cult of the Hancockians. But when it comes to the way that these sites were set up, I mean, most people would say that, like most people on my side of the camp, would say that the Sphinx was probably carved around 10,000 years ago, but 12,000 years ago, but the pyramids were definitely not built that long ago. That's crazy. But so what's all with the correlation to that long ago? Well, the pyramids have little mounds and caves and shit at the bottom of it. They're like, the sites were sacred sites, most likely, for a very long time. Hancock's hypothesis is here that basically these civilizing people would go out there and educate the population or whatever. And one of the things they would do was declare these sacred sites and instill this religion in the population. And they would encode some technical data, usually regarding precession of the equinoxes, at least that's what the hypothesis is, and then they would get back in their boats and vanish, like the legends say, go somewhere else to do it again. But literally thousands of years later, the culture comes along and starts building these things on these sacred sites that have been around for a very long time. Quite frequently, it's got big megalithic structures that are really anomalous. I mean, you know, if anybody who's going to say the pyramid and the huge bricks at Saskatchewan, there's a few things like that. You know, man, it starts to just strain the levels of belief to anybody who's really worked with, like, physical stuff like that, like moving things and building things. You get to the point where the weights are absurdly huge. These things were obviously built to last. It would have been so much easier to build it from smaller blocks, and they were obviously adept at cutting them. It wouldn't have took very much to just smack them with a fucking hammer and break them into a bunch of smaller pieces and use those. But the thing wouldn't be here thousands of years later, would it? That's kind of a big deal here because, in my belief, Graham Hancock has his hypothesis about the religion and how these guys are warning us about comets coming in the future. I think that's a fucking bunch of woo. I think that they had a religion, and I think this is very much tied to that. But I don't think that it was a real religion. Again, I'm an atheist. I don't even believe in that shit. But I think that they believed it. I think it was that sympathetic magic where the kind of thing that like has an egg being a fertility symbol, right? It's like real basic shit. Like why holly is considered a fertility thing. It's real basic stuff. Things that are quite obviously symbolic of the magic they're said to imbue. I think that the very basic idea of the same thing that motivates a person in the prison to write their name on a wall and the date so that somebody 1,000 years from now or 10 years from now will know they were there. I think it was that same thing, except for I think it had a spiritual belief attached to it that they were like, and there's a pure conjecture on my part, but it's the only thing that's to my mind would make sense as to why they would go through all this effort, is they thought this is the only way they were going to still survive. As long as our memory is there, we live. And if you look in the Egyptian myth, that's one of the things that they believe. Their religion was, you know, if we're not around anymore, or if nobody remembers us anymore, we're not around anymore. So in my opinion, that's the reason that they even did all this shit. We also have a bunch of overlapping myths that all seem to point back to the Younger Dryas. I'm not going to go through all of them because you've talked to Graham Hancock people before. But even ask fucking Plato, for crying out loud. I mean, I know that's ridiculous. It's Atlantis, right? But it's the fucking right time. And it's not like, that's not conjecture, right? This isn't debunkable. Plato happened to write that this happened, and it just happens to be the same time that this shit happened that wiped out like most of the megafauna in the Northern Hemisphere. That's really not coincidental. To me, it's like you have to be like la 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 to even think that's coincidental. All right, well, that's basically the parts that I find compelling. There's a lot still there to unpack on each individual point, but these are the positions that have clearly caused it to kind of prop it up. The mythology part dovetailing with the buildings on the ground is a huge reason in my mind that this makes sense. Anyway, there's the things. I'll do some research and talk about this stuff later. Feed me information, debunk the crap out of me down there in the comments below. This is a one-off. I will not be not researching my videos in the future. This is a gimme for you guys, and also, like I said, I need to get this out there so that I can't, so that there's no accusations of me being some slippery snake and pretending, you know, that I, you thought you had me pinned there, but actually, I don't really believe that. No, this is where I'm at. So, hey, thanks a lot to all you new subscribers. Thanks again to Milo. Have a good day, guys.